I'm thinking of Graham Greene's Our Man in Havana.
Yeah, absolutely.
But now, reporter Kristen Henning visits Cuba and walks in the footsteps of famous American writer and novelist Ernest Hemingway, who lived there in the 1940s and 50s. This is where he wrote some of his most important novels that earned him both a Pulitzer Prize and the Nobel Prize for Literature.
Great to talk to you again. I don't know how we got on the subject of Ernest Hemingway recently, but I thought it'd be fun to talk about visiting his Finca La Vigia in Cuba. His home outside of Havana, Cuba, is a great place for visitors to go. Not only does it get you out of Havana, but it's a really wonderful look into the home of, for the last 15 years or so of Hemingway's life. We really enjoyed it. The Finca La Vigia, Vigia meaning lookout in Spanish, is in a village about 10 miles outside of Havana, east of Havana, and it's up in the hills, so you can imagine that it's cooler, has some sea breezes, and it was really a retreat for Hemingway from Havana, where he had spent most of his time when he was there in a hotel room. So his wife was getting impatient with that and was partly behind his purchasing this home. He bought it in 1940, and it's a simple but sort of elegant little house, one-story house, stucco exterior, terracotta tile floors, big windows, tall ceilings. So it's a lot of air and light looking into this home, which is set up from ground level by a few steps. And it is also on a hill, as you might imagine from the name Lookout. But as you approach it, it's a long drive up this slope, and the house is surrounded by palm trees and other trees, a lot of greenery. So it's very, very peaceful, not exposed at all, as you would imagine a lookout, but really contained in the forest of trees there. Very nice. He lived there for almost, for about 15 years. He was, shortly after he moved there, he was married to Martha Gellhorn, the famous journalist, and then to Mary Welsh. So for about the last 15 years, it was used just as a winter home. But he did write a lot from here. He wrote The Old Man and the Sea and For Whom the Bell Tolls while residing here at La Vigia in Cuba. I think that he may have also written parts, if not all, of A Movable Feast. But at any rate, in after the revolution in 59, his family either gave it to the Cuban government, or probably more likely the Cuban government seized it. The family was able to get all of his papers out, any work in progress. But other than that, the contents of the home are exactly as they were. It's as if they left for the weekend. So what you see when you visit the home is all of the furnishings, some clothes, definitely his desk, shelves and shelves of books, and all the decorations. Visitors are not allowed into the home. So when you tour, you're first given the general information while you're standing outside the front door. And then you have all the time you want to look into the windows. You can take pictures into the windows. So you'll see the living room, for example, the social areas are furnished with kind of a combination of sort of the hardwood plantation type furniture, cane back chairs, and upholstered furniture that's very comfortable. And you can envision guests gathering there for a cocktail hour. And I'm sure there were many cocktails enjoyed on this property. The most interesting part of course, is to see his office and workspace. You're close enough looking through the windows, you can see the titles on the books. The desk is arranged with some of his favorite tools of the craft. He used pencils famously, but the office is decorated with some of his trophies of hunting. So a lot of animal heads on the walls. And it's just, it's a thrill to look around and take your time with it. Apart from the house itself, on the grounds, which are quite large, you can see his boat, Pilar, which is raised up, and there's some wooden walkways around the area to enjoy a close-up look at the boat, which he used right there in Cuba off the nearby fishing village of Cojimar, which we'll talk about a little bit too. And also on the premises is a swimming pool. It was not filled with water when we were there, but the pool house off the swimming pool is a photo gallery, and it pictures a lot of his guests as they're lounging around the pool and the property. So that's fun to see. Apart from visiting the Finca La Vejiga itself, it's fun to visit the Cojimar fishing village. There's a town of Cojimar up the hill a bit from the village at Seaside, and there it's a good place to have lunch. We ate at a place called Café Ajiaco. There are probably more historic places that are connected with Hemingway, but Café Ajiaco has some great food, and they do cooking classes. You can sit outside. It's a really nice place to enjoy before or after your tour. Down by the water, where Hemingway kept his boat in Cojimar Village, is a wharf, and that is alongside the big Spanish fort, the remains of it at any rate. That was built in the 17th century and is part of the World Heritage Site of all of the fortress surrounding the Havana Harbor that is preserved to this day. So it's a mirador and a place to see a statue of Hemingway that was built after his death of from, oddly enough, sort of found metals and boat parts from the area. And that is alongside the shore too. This area might be where there's some panhandling going on. Otherwise, the whole visit to his village is pretty chill. People like to, it's an easy day trip, a half day trip from Havana to visit his house. But in Havana itself, there are, of course, a lot of popular spots to soak up some Hemingway. One is La Bodeguita del Medio, where Hemingway enjoyed his mojitos. And that is a highly recommended little hole-in-the-wall place, a little bit harder to find, perhaps less popular than La Floridita, which is hugely popular. Wait in line to get a daiquiri, that is, or a daiquiri, as they say in Spanish. And that is where you'll find another statue of Hemingway sitting alongside the bar, so you feel like you're having a drink with Papa. Just a footnote. On La Vejiga, I noticed when I was looking into the name, the lookout, that there's a second meaning, which is more of a navigational term, which I thought was kind of interesting since he was so fond of boats, that it also can mean an underwater hazard, like a reef or some unknown, unmarked hazard underwater. So, La Vejiga, watch out or look out. It's easy to find a tour from Havana out to La Vejiga, La Finca, and it's quite inexpensive too. Some people like to combine that with the splurge on one of the classic cars that are so famous and colorful in Cuba and ride out that way. I like to do the classic car trip at nighttime in Havana, drive around town. If you have a car, you can drive there on your own, of course, to the Finca, or just grab a tour. I've seen 6-hour tours that cover Havana and the Finca for under $100. It's not an expensive proposition.
That was Kristen Henning reporting on the Hemingway Trail you can follow in and around Havana, Cuba.